This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Jammu Railway Division and lay the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing today. He will also inaugurate the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and lay the foundation stone of Raigada Railway Division building of the East Coast Railways. Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 empower citizens with rights such as informed consent, data erasure, and the ability to appoint digital nominees. He said citizens will no longer feel helpless in the face of breaches or unauthorized data usage. In an article, Mr. Vaishnaw said that citizens will have tools to protect and manage their digital identities effectively. He highlighted that the rules are designed with simplicity and clarity, ensuring that every Indian, regardless of their technical know-how, can understand and exercise their rights. Delhi Health Authority has issued an advisory to ensure preparedness for potential health challenges related to the human metapneumovirus and other respiratory viruses. The hospitals have been instructed to promptly report influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infection cases through the Integrated Health Information Platform portal. Strict isolation protocols and the use of universal precautions for suspected cases have also been made mandatory. Hospitals are further directed to ensure the availability of paracetamol, antihistamines, bronchodilators and cough syrups for treating mild cases along with oxygen. The recommendations came following the increased respiratory illnesses in China. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. India Meteorological Department has said that minimum temperatures in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad are likely to witness a gradual fall of 4 to 5 degrees Celsius in the coming 4 to 5 days. IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning in isolated parts of Himachal Pradesh today. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and the northeastern regions during the night and morning hours for the next 2 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 275-kilometer-long strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH-44, has been closed for vehicular traffic amid heavy snowfall. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that due to heavy snowfall in the Kazigund sector last night, all vehicular movement on the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway has been halted in both directions. Authorities have advised people to avoid travelling on the National Highway until the weather improves and the roads are cleared. The movement of several trains has been affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, nearly 30 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 3 hours. Passengers have been advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board their trains. The Commission for Air Quality Management has lifted the restrictions under Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the National Capital Region. The decision came after the air quality in Delhi NCR showed a slight improvement. The nation is celebrating the 358th birth anniversary, the Prakash Parv of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. In Bihar, the festival is being celebrated with traditional gaiety and fervour at Patna Sahib. The Prakash Utsav, marking the birth of the 10th Guru of Sikh religion, will be celebrated at midnight with an attractive show of firecrackers. In Punjab also, all the Gurudwaras are decked up with flowers and lights. President Draupadi Murmu today greeted the nation on the auspicious occasion. In a social media post, the President said the selfless devotion of Guru Gobind Singh Ji to the well-being of humanity continues to inspire the citizens. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Alex Mickelson of United States in round of 32 of the men's singles category of the ASB Classic Tournament at Auckland in New Zealand today. Earlier, he defeated the top seed Adrian Manarino of France in the final qualifying round. In Hockey India League today, Surma Hockey Club will face off against Delhi SG. The match will be scheduled to begin at 8:15 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.